A non-for-profit organisation is focused on providing affordable funeral services to Canberrians in need. Tender Funerals is a community-owned business supported by paid staff and volunteers who help the organisation to reduce costs. They also organise community events to give support to those who have lost a loved one. The Wire's contributor from 1RPH, Sarah Guys, asked General Manager of Tender Funerals Canberra, Catherine Prosser, how the organisation started.
Originally, back in the day, there was a community service in Port Kembla, and they discovered that there were people in their community who were going into debt for up to 10 years to pay for a funeral, and they basically said the same thing. Why? How? How did we get here? So they thought, well, how hard could it be to do the funerals ourselves? And it took almost 7 years, so it was quite hard. And they also had to develop the model of not-for-profit and convince the Charities Commission that that funerals could be done in a not-for-profit manner. And also what they discovered is once they worked out how to make funerals cheaper, they also went, well, the reason they're so expensive in the first place is it's about people not knowing what their choices are and sort of being disempowered in the process. So it was actually this really beautiful evolution of working out how to make funerals something that communities felt confident in doing again, and people could feel confident getting support from their community in. So yeah, that's how it started, and now there's three operating tenders.
Are your services available for everyone, or are you targeting particular sections of the community?
We're absolutely everyone, and in fact the model doesn't work unless everyone uses us. So the way that we work is we deliver all of our services at cost. And so that means in some cases, it's like the coffin. If you want a coffin that costs us $150 to buy, we charge you $150 for that coffin. If, on the other hand, you want a $600 coffin, then we charge you $600 if that's what it costs us. So it's that's that kind of at cost. And then we also make sure that we cover all of our, we employ staff, we have a building, we have vans, we have equipment, all of that's got to get covered as well. But every at-cost funeral includes a contribution to our Pay It Forward Fund, which is what we use to support families who are in financial need. Because there's a lot of people who don't technically meet the criteria for the government-provided funerals, because there is a program that will help people in real financial straits with that. But there are so many people who do not quite meet that criteria, and having to pay for a funeral, which can be anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 plus.
Is it really just cremation or burial, or is there a lot more to it?
What are your choices these days? Well, it's interesting. So I think there's two things that people normally think about as the main decisions for a funeral. Although really, there's no rules. There's so many assumptions that it has to be, within the week, or you have to do it this way. But there's so few rules about what you actually have to do. But the two big things people decide are, am I going to have a service or not? And am I going to be buried or cremated? So those are probably the two big ones. Burial and cremation are still the two options that are really available. There's a couple of places that have started aquamation in Australia. Alkaline hydrolysis is the other name for it, which is kind of where the person who's died is dissolved rather than cremated or buried in an alkaline water solution, but that's not really available here in Canberra. So it's really whether you want to be cremated or whether you'd like to be buried.
What is the community element of this? How you were talking about that at the start, being supported by your community. How does that work? What does that mean for you?
Well, I absolutely love it. And in fact, we've got this great pool of volunteers who support what we do. And I think a lot of people are surprised at how joyful the place can feel, because everyone's just really passionate about how important it is to support people at this time and make it possible. So some of our volunteers just, they're not doing massively they're just there keeping things tidy, keeping things ticking over. Some of them help in the mortuary if that's what is something that they're really... We've got a lot of ex-nurses in our volunteer pool, but it can be anyone. They're just passionate about making this something that's accessible to the community and making sure the community feels like people have got their back. So that's one part of it. And the other thing is going out and talking to people.
And the community education piece is an intentional part of your mission, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because if people don't know what their choices are, how are they supposed to make good ones? I go into any of the community education stuff, because we can't do every funeral in Australia, and we wouldn't be right for every single person in Australia. But what's really important for us is that everyone should know what they can ask for, what they can say yes to, and what they can say no to. And I think if people know what their choices are and feel confident backing their own decisions, for example, some people have said to me, are cardboard coffins, will people think they're disrespectful? And my response to that is, only if you think it's disrespectful. But if you are, if that's what you want, either, and some people want it because they just cannot face the thought of what they see as wasting money on a more elaborate coffin. For other people, the elaborate coffin is a really important part of their culture and tradition. So it's really just about what's right for each person.
Catherine Prosser from Tender Funeral, speaking with One RPH's Sarah Guise.